May 31st through June 6th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 60 through 62. All flesh is in mine hand. President Ezra Taft Benson taught that when we study the scriptures, quote, testimonies will increase, commitment will be strengthened, families will be fortified, personal revelation will flow. End quote. From The Power of the Word, Ensign, May 1986. In June 1831, Joseph Smith held a conference with the elders of the church in Kirtland. There, the Lord organized some of the elders into companionships and sent them to Jackson County, Missouri, with this charge: preach by the way. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 10. Many of the elders did so diligently, but others did not. So when the time came to travel back to Kirtland, the Lord said, quote, with some elders I am not well pleased, for they will not open their mouths, but they hide the talent which I have given unto them because of the fear of man. End quote. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 2. Many of us can feel sympathy for these elders. We may also feel hesitant to open our mouths and share the gospel. Maybe we too are impeded by the fear of man. Maybe we doubt our worthiness or abilities. Whatever our reasons, the Lord knoweth the weakness of man and how to succor us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 62, verse 1. Scattered throughout these revelations to early missionaries are reassurances that can help us overcome our fears about sharing the gospel, or other fears we might be facing. I, the Lord, rule in the heavens above. I am able to make you holy. All flesh is in mine hand. And be of good cheer, little children, for I am in your midst. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verses 4 and 7, section 61, verses 6 and 36. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60 and 62. The Lord is pleased when I open my mouth to share the gospel. We've all had experiences when we could have shared the gospel with someone, but for some reason we didn't. As you read the Lord's words to early missionaries who failed to open their mouths, think about your own opportunities to share the gospel. How is your testimony of the gospel like a talent or a treasure from God? In what ways do we sometimes hide our talent? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 2. See also Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. The Lord corrected these early missionaries, but he also tried to inspire them. What encouraging messages from him do you find in section 60 and 62? How do these messages build your confidence in sharing the gospel? In the days ahead, look for opportunities to open your mouth and share what God has entrusted to you. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verses 8 through 10, section 103, verses 9 through 10. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Missionary Work, Sharing What Is in Your Heart, Ensigner Liahona, May 2019. Doctrine and Covenants, section 61, verses 5 through 6 and 14 through 18. Are all waters cursed by the Lord? The Lord's warning in Doctrine and Covenants, section 61, was in part a warning about the dangers his people would face while traveling to Zion on the Missouri River, which was known at that time for being dangerous. This warning should not be interpreted to mean that we should avoid traveling by water. The Lord has all power, including power over the waters. See verse 1. Doctrine and Covenants, section 61 through 62. The Lord is all powerful and can preserve me. On the way back to Kirtland, Joseph Smith and other church leaders had a life-threatening experience on the Missouri River. See Saints, volume 1, pages 133 through 134. The Lord used this opportunity to warn and instruct his servants. What do you find in Doctrine and Covenants 61 that encourages you to put your trust in the Lord as you face your own challenges? For example, why is it important to know that God is from everlasting to everlasting? See verse 1. There are similar insights in section 62. What does the Lord teach you about himself and his power in this revelation? Ponder faith-building experiences you have had when the Lord helped you overcome spiritual or physical adversity. Doctrine and Covenants, section 62. The Lord wants me to make some decisions as seemeth me good. Sometimes the Lord gives us specific direction, and other matters he leaves up to us to decide. How do you see this principle illustrated in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 62? See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 60, verse 5, and Section 61, verse 22. How have you seen this principle in your life? Why is it good for us to make some decisions without specific direction from God? See also Ether, Chapter 2, verses 18 through 25, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, verses 27 through 28. Ideas for family scripture study and home evening. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 60, verses 2 through 3. Why were some early missionaries hesitant to share the gospel? Why do we sometimes hesitate? Consider role-playing how family members could share the gospel in a variety of settings. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 61, verses 36 through 39. What reasons do we see in these verses to be of good cheer? See also John chapter 16, verse 33. Perhaps your family could write or draw pictures of things that bring them joy and collect them in a good cheer jar. Be sure to include pictures of the Savior and reminders of His love for us. Throughout the week, when family members need a reminder of reasons to be happy, they could choose something from the jar. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 61, verse 36. How could you help your family remember that the Savior is in our midst? You could decide together where to prominently display a picture of Him in your home. How can we invite the Savior into our daily lives? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 62, verse 3. Maybe you could have a family testimony meeting after reading this verse. To explain what a testimony is, you could share portions of President M. Russell Ballard's message, Pure Testimony, Ensigner Liahona, November 2004. Why is it good to record our testimonies? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 62, verses 5 and 8. Why doesn't the Lord give commandments about every aspect of our lives? According to verse 8, how are we to make decisions? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, Testimony, Hymns number 137. Improving Personal Study. Let the Spirit guide your study. Let the Holy Ghost guide you. Be sensitive to His whisperings as He guides you toward the things you need to learn each day. Even if His whisperings suggest that you read or study a different topic than you usually would or in a different way.